anyone found.
Hello, welcome, welcome, come one, come all. This is Instant Crush, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Abe Jollis. I'm here with my co-host, Trapezius Milkington. Say hello.
You know, I'm really not a fan of that come here, come all, come one thing.
Okay, come on, man.
I think we're going to move away from that one.
It's just what comes up.
Because you know what? It's a beautiful night here in Medford, Massachusetts.
It is, and you know what? It's a Thursday night.
It is a Thursday night. It's not Friday morning. You may be confused, any listeners. This is Instant Crush with Jared and Abe. 1 hour earlier than usual. Trash Talk will be next hour. Just an arrangement for this week. You know, we're good friends with the host of Trash Talk.
Oh, yeah. Love the guy.
Made an agreement. Switch here for the week, so we hope we're not bothering you.
All the same content as usual, just different day of the week. Jared, what do we have in store, first off?
We got some great tunes ready for you here tonight. We started off, as always, with Instant Crush. Coming up next, we've got Empire Ants, Gorillaz. Thank you.
sun has come again to hold you, sailing out the doldrums of the week. The polyphonic prayer is here, it's all around you, it's all around. Woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then walk for I'll be shaded. I'm headed to
Welcome back to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're back on Instant Crush with Jared and Abe. Glad to have you on this beautiful night here in Medford, Massachusetts.
All right, Jared. I'm not sure if you know this, but real sports are back Saturday, March 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, I've never watched that, and I never will watch that.
USA versus Great Britain. Can I just read something for you, real quick?
Go ahead.
Some random British guy, is going to have to pitch to Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Paul Goldschmidt, Pete Alonso, Nolan Arenado, Kyle Tucker, JT Realmuto, and Jeff McNeil.
I mean, the Dominican Republic lineup is pretty close. It has Rafael Devers in it, which the American League lineup, the American lineup does not.
The DR is going to be... They're going to be one to watch. I mean, it's going
to
be...
One to watch that I will not be watching. Never once in my life have I watched the World Baseball Classic. I think that statement applies to most people.
I know you're in a deep slumber, but I promise.
They don't generate any hype around it. Olympic baseball is not a thing anymore.
I mean, I'm hype.
Actually, is it? Did they bring it back?
It came back.
And no one cared.
I cared. I cared about all those amateurs who went to wherever the... most recent Olympics were to play.
It's like, why is it going on during spring training? Like, honestly, I care more about spring training than I do the World Baseball Classic. I think that's fair.
That's ridiculous to say that.
I don't think it is.
You know who was playing? One of my all-time favorite players. Got me thinking.
Kike Hernandez.
Love Kike, but I got me thinking about old, like, mid-2000s just role players. Roger Bernardina, former Washington Nationals, Cincinnati Red, and New York Met.
started at center field for the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
He's no Octavio Dotel, I'll tell you that.
Oh, but he sure is Roger Bernardina. He's incredible.
Mid.
Love the guy. The Jim Riggleman era of the Washington Nationals.
Weren't you like 5 years old?
I was like 8. I mean, I went to the games. My dad.
You're saying this
is
2011?
It's like 2011, yeah.
Really? He was on that team in 2011?
Oh, yeah. He was on that team by like 2015.
I just remembered Zimmerman.
There's Zimmerman. There's Kurt Suzuki. There's Wilson Ramos.
Yeah, but they weren't on the team in 2011.
Desmond
might have been, but Ramos definitely was not. Yeah, Suzuki was like definitely was not. Loki, Ivan Rodriguez was their catcher for a year.
Love Pudge.
In like 2011. Pudge. He took steroids and no one cared.
Yeah, now he's in the Hall, isn't he?
Exactly.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, I know it's everybody's favorite segment. It's sports talk, but...
And it never ends.
It's our favorite segment. It's a weekly syndicated portion of the show dedicated to what in the world Dylan Brooks is getting up to right
Actually,
now.
Actually, I was so ready for that. What is he like kissing another player on the court this time? Like putting his mouth on someone? I don't even know what he was doing. Mouth on the ball?
Him and his buddy Draymond Green got into a little scuffle.
And they were just talking about how they hated each other the other day. So this was great timing.
So it goes, they tie up after Dylan Brooks gets a steal on Draymond, lays it up in his face. And Kevin Harlan, with an all-time call, he says, oh, they're talking. They're discussing the podcast.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that.
And then after, Dylan Brooks said, keep doing his podcast. It's cute.
Dylan Brooks, we need to put them on the same team, I think.
We do.
I think Draymond is gone in free agency this year because the Warriors are not giving him like $45 million a year.
They care more about Jordan Poole than
him. He needs to go wherever Dylan Brooks goes, and they need to team up with Pat Bev and like Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart, and then... I don't know, JaVale McGee.
And just
JaVale McGee.
They're just running they're not even playing basketball.
they're I don't know.
Draymond was doing some absurd stuff against the Celtics in the playoffs last year. He would just like run down the court full speed and just run into as many people as he could. He wasn't even playing basketball. And I love Draymond. Draymond's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but man, sometimes watching him play is difficult.
Single triple.
Yeah, like
second best nickname of all time.
Him and Dylan Brooks are hard to watch in different ways. But they're both hard to watch.
Dylan Brooks is just goofy. He's goofy, and then like
he's got to be doing it on purpose. He's got to be doing it on purpose.
I know. Every time he makes a bucket, he just like it's impossible for him to not make contact with an opposing defender trying to like put the ball in play.
Yeah, like
it's hilarious to watch. Either way, let's get back into music. Jared, what do we have up next?
Up next, we've got Mercy. Whole lot of rappers on this one.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swear. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swear. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need a AK. Now we out Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised
in. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Prime time, my top back this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, Miss Pac-Man, this pill popping ass, ho. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines sit relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto,
okay.
It's like
Lamborghini Mercy, swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty, swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo, swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me,
okay.
Lamborghini Mercy,
swerve.
Yo chick, she so thirsty,
swerve.
I'm in that 2C Lambo,
swerve.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me,
swerve.
Champion sound, the bugle that blows the many time, and it's still a one more time. Let's call your mother.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers taste level ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Something about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby,
yeah.
Niggas is lawin' just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas in jobs.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1, chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain,
rain.
Pouring.
Pouring.
All my cars is foreign.
Foreign.
All my bras is foreign.
Foreign.
Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Swerve.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Swerve.
I'm in that 2C Lambo.
Swerve.
With your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Swerve.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Swerve.
I'm in that 2C Lambo,
swerve.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
What if I told you he was saying, well, it's a weeping and a moaning and a gnashing of teeth. It is when it comes to my sound, which is the champion sound, believe, believe. Would you believe that's what he's saying?
I mean, I have it in front of me, too. I believe it.
I don't believe it. I think someone made that up.
No, I mean, like, all the genius lyrics on, like, Spotify and just everywhere, like, half of it is just on the spot. What does that sound like?
I just thought that was not, my whole life I just thought it was nonsense. Like there's no, it's not, you can't hear what he's saying. You can kind of hear
thought.
The teeth, like
yeah.
The nom-nom teeth, like
yeah,
that's about
yeah.
it. Believe, yeah. believe, nah, that they made that up.
You know, we just received another banger here in the studio from my dad, another North Korea quip, but this time we got him. He says if Draymond Green is a first ballot Hall of Famer, then I'm the North Korean ambassador to Greenland,
well,
which cannot happen because of Denmark and all. Here's the thing. Denmark and North Korea actually have diplomatic relations. One of the few countries to have diplomatic ties to North Korea.
And I hate to tell your dad, but Draymond Green is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, just the championship record, the consistency.
Arguably the greatest defensive player ever. He's up there. He's top 10.
My mouth is on the floor after hearing that one. Top 10 defender. Of all time, Draymond Green.
Easily. I mean, is there any doubt?
I'd say, like, probably not. If I were to, like, if I would try to list him off, probably couldn't.
The only defender of our generation who's nearly as good as Rudy Gobert, and maybe prime Kawhi, who fell off so hard. Draymond is so far ahead of everyone else. Maybe Giannis, but he's so far ahead of everyone else.
I mean, like, if I were to try to name, like, 15 defenders of all time, I could probably do it, but it's just, like, saying Draymond's, like, the greatest defender, it doesn't sound right.
I believe it. Like, I think he has an argument for number one.
I mean, dude, it's Draymond Green.
I know, and that's the hard part. Kevin Hart beat him in a three-point contest, but...
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
They should do that more, by the way.
Kevin Hart got hot down the stretch.
He did.
He hit, like, what, eight in a row to end
it? He only hit, like, six total, but, yeah.
Their point, what is it, like, out of 40 points, and they're,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, they were all money balls. Like, he won because he hit all his money balls, yeah. They should do that again, but that being said, Draymond, first ballot Hall of Famer, your dad is going to North Korea. Hate to break it to him.
He's going to Greenland.
Going to Greenland to work for North Korea.
Either way, we had quite the tumble earlier. Mitch McConnell took a fall at the Waldorf Astoria.
Sorry, hours. I didn't mean to laugh.
No. We could crack up. This is hours after he, as minority leader of the Senate, you know, messed with DC's criminal code.
Okay, to be fair, the Democrats are doing that too. That's not a Mitch McConnell thing. That's kind of an everybody thing.
I know, but God struck him down. You know what's crazy? He's been, like, his first elected position in office, just anywhere, was during the Jim Crow era.
I mean, he's old as a mug. I don't know what you expect.
Like, I know, but it's just so
weird. But that's what I was saying. Like, your grandmother, like, has a fall. Like, the Senate minority leader just, like, had a fall and got a concussion. Like, what is that? That is, like, what does that say?
Yeah.
My step grandmother has a fall. Like, that's not what our leading officials should be doing right now.
He has a fall. He's concussed. It's like, dude, retire.
If you get elected to the Senate as a Republican from a southern state that's not Georgia, you have a job for the rest of your life.
Honestly, probably, because, like, they be killing off Supreme Court justices low-key. Like, I think that's probably the best job you could get.
No, best it really
job
is.
Security? Are you kidding me?
And, like, the perks are actually crazy.
And the only competition is, like, somebody from your home district who's, like, he's not far enough right, and then, like, all you have to do is just say some stuff.
Scratch it. Not the South. Like, the center part of the country. Like, dude, Chuck Grassley, like, is literally 90 years old.
His
if he were to run again, they'd elect him.
His skin is hanging off the bone.
Respect to him. He seems pretty in it for a 90-year-old. Like, he does town halls and, like, responds to questions, but...
He seems pretty chill.
Give me that job security.
I don't know he's chill like that.
I didn't know he was chill like that either.
I have no clue. Either way.
I mean, we're praying for Mitch McConnell's recovery.
No, we're not. I mean, you might be. I'm not.
I don't wish harm upon anyone.
I hope he perishes, and then he will be looking at us. Up. Okay. Up at us.
He's been standing up to Tucker recently, so...
Has he?
He has.
The bar is the floor. Yeah. Oh my God, love it. Mitch McConnell for Prezi.
Wow. Well... He's concussed. That's running all you... That summary, he fell and he's concussed.
Running for Prezi. These nuts on the ballot.
That's a quote from an unreleased Kanye West song.
It's excellent, too. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, Instant Crush, an hour early, bringing you the best of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and today.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Getaway Blues from the refugee camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story, growing up in Spanish Harlem. Ways to make it better.
There's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you later.
Chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo, mama, chola.
East Coast.
Ahora vengo, mama, chola, mama, chola. Ahora vengo, mama, chola.
Maria, Maria. She remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Here we are. Here we go.
No fuckers, no fakes, rage them all. See, I'm stuck in my ways, trapping in with the truth of my syndicate. Swear to God, get the fuck out my face, nigga. Yeah. Out of we kill them, we clean them up. Tell these niggas they finished, no eulogy. This is shit they been missing, I raise them high. Been doing it.
Perfect.
Wanted the lights my whole life.
Yeah.
Could've gone back, could be trife. Lot of good niggas got caught in the fight.
Nigga.
Notice they sent them a psych.
Yeah.
Realest the realest, now off in the night.
Woo.
Catch them, I'm pulling up. I'ma be hopping up with some bitch. She think my bitch, she murder them.
In the city, this is rock and roll. My nigga is big business, the people's only hope. We riding around the city, this is rock and roll. You seeing this fine woman, don't fuck with messy hoes.
Don't embellish us, hell us, we in. The strongest of men, catch us on the throne.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Heaven on earth, I am curious. Yeah, I'm living, I'll rot till I'm gone.
Right.
Nice. Tell us we in, the strongest of men, catch us on the throne.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heaven on earth, I am curious. Yeah, I'm living, I'll rot till I'm gone.
Right.
See just what
what you see in a nigga lies. Searching in these streets, what I need, I'ma roll the dice. Demons, they will grieve, toning to I am
God.
Please watch over me, please watch over me. Heaven,
tell them all, nigga, no dozens, no peace, no dealing with drama, can't help that I worry, mom. Nigga, hop off of the leash, here we go, drop the bomb. Ain't no thing in this world that can keep me from peace, but me, here I am, look a star, animal. Thinking myself of my sacrifice, look at the lights, low.
He don't fall. My girl look pretty, she sippin' real low. Had me my pot on my tree and my roller, my cable precision, I do this like so.
You already know, ho. Bullshit can't fuck up my flow. The devil is out and he's on to me, but my angels protecting my soul.
In the city, this is rock and roll. My nigga is big business, the people's only hope. We riding around the city, this is rock and roll. You seeing this fine woman, don't fuck with messy hoes.
Don't embellish, just tell us we in. The strongest of men, catch us on the throne.
Yeah. On earth, I am curious. Yeah, I'm living. I'm rotted, I'm gone. Nice. Yeah, nigga.
Whoa. Don't embellish, just tell us we in. The strongest of men, catch us on the throne.
Yes.
Heaven on earth, I am curious. Yeah, I'm living. I'm rotted, I'm gone.
Some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're listening to us, we got a quick PSA coming up for you, and we'll be right back after that.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, NHTSA and the Ad Council. That was some great advice for all our listeners out there.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On another note, something fishy is going on with Lamar Jackson. Back to sports. There's something
collusion.
Up. There's something up. And I think everyone knows it.
Oh, yeah.
MVP, probably top 10, 15 quarterback at the very least. Probably top 10.
Top 3 running back.
Top 3 running back,
I'd say,
yeah.
Top 5 receiver.
Yeah. Top 5 resident of Broward County. Either way, hitting
hey, can
free.
We, can we make a power rankings real quick?
Kodak is 1. Lamar is 2.
Does X count?
Is he? I mean, he's dead, but yeah, sure. I mean, he's probably probably like 10.
Perfect. There's X. I'd say Ski Mask, a slump god.
Yep.
Nice voice grab,
yep.
By the way.
Yep.
And gosh, who else? Resident of Broward County. Doesn't Brady live in Miami?
Where's Antonio Brown from?
He's from Michigan, isn't he?
I mean, he went to Michigan State.
No, he didn't. He went to Central Michigan.
Oh, whatever. Same thing. He's from Miami. I think he might be from... He's from Broward County.
There we go. Antonio Brown rounds off the list. Also, Heaven on Earth, my favorite part of that song was the...
When he goes, yeah!
No, it's the little ad-libs from the, like, the iPhone dings when you get
oh, yeah,
messages.
That's part of the song, by the way. No one else can say otherwise.
It's not your fraternal group chat.
Okay, anyways, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar.
Hits free agency, top 15 quarterback, MVP, and suddenly, well, first of all, he gets a transition tag, or whatever, the non-exclusive franchise tag. Kind of disrespectful in the first place. It makes a little bit of sense for the Ravens, but whatever. You're Lamar, you're a little bit disrespected. That only pays $32 million. Now is your chance. You go to open market, get someone to give you a big deal, and literally 10 minutes after that hit, I got like 10 notifications. Falcons are out. Dolphins are out. Jets are out. Everyone's out. Maybe this has to do with the fact that your team, the Cleveland Browns, gave a criminal $230 million guaranteed, and now all the owners in the league are colluding against the former MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How does it feel? If it wasn't bad enough that you traded for who you traded for, that was bad already. If it wasn't bad enough that you gave him that money, now look at the consequences.
Okay, I don't like your accusatory tone, Jared. I don't like how you're saying you. I
quote,
didn't make those trades.
I would not be a Browns fan anymore if they traded for Deshaun Watson. They did trade for Deshaun Watson, and you were still a Browns fan.
I would have given that same contract to Jacoby Brissett, if I'm being honest.
He is an MVP.
MVP. Honestly, like, every year in my Madden franchise, this dude just
goes
off.
Him and, like, 70 overall Cam Newton.
That, and then just, what's the other one?
Madden's
like
broken,
Kyle
bro.
Trask.
Madden is broken. I simmed with the Falcons' current roster, and Desmond Ridder threw for 32 touchdowns and seven picks.
Time in Madden.
Either way, Lamar is getting, let me say, hosed right now by the league, and the fact that people are just okay with it.
Yeah.
What is it? They're going to force him back to Baltimore?
I guess so. Or maybe he could pull Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah, the sit-out. I heard he could sit in, where it's like you sign the contract, but then you, like, demand more.
Yeah.
Well, lesson here, blame the Cleveland Browns.
Always. So, also, 2024 is almost upon us, and the most important presidential election of our lifetimes
We've
is
said that
here.
For the last two. Let me just say that.
Former President Donald Trump, current Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Best friends.
For the FCI Danbury Prison Yard President. Cannot wait. Jared, who we got?
Dude, I think in like prison yard basketball, like 4-on-4, I think Trump is like, he's going off.
He's low-key a god. And you know who his running mate is? Ghislaine Maxwell.
Damn.
DeSantis is
that was a good one.
Yeah, DeSantis is just alone on his ticket.
Yeah, he's not going to jail. Unless there's a jail for like being stupid. Your next song is Save Your Tears.
Her mama done walked in, but it's too big, she can't hide them all. motherfucker. Even if she the baddest, the motherfucker. Man, even if she money's the motherfucker. Join in, get the mileage, motherfucker. I ain't gonna disguise the motherfucker. Nah, shop at Sackville, flow on that piff. Yeah, I'm that swift, ass her and him. Yeah, ass on, put them both on them. Put a choker on, let them choke and all my jewelry's fall, yeah, they got it all. Daughter sexy and my son got the bra. Spit rats on my son and the squad. Daddy boy, never play with toys. Man, I play with them boys. New AK with them boys.
WMFO Medford.
Come in a minute.
can be so funny.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We have a very special guest on the line. A caller at the last second, right before the bell. Why don't you introduce yourself?
This is Max. First time caller, long time listener.
Love it. Where are you from, Maxie?
I am from Detroit.
Quite interesting.
Which neighborhood?
Which neighborhood?
Oh, the one on the south. On the south, Washington, West, Detroit.
You know, you could have said north, east, or west, and would have been fine. But the South Detroit is Canada.
Is it North Detroit, Canada?
No.
Oh, it goes above and then down. Above.
Yeah.
I don't know that South Detroit.
Well, he didn't even say South Detroit. He said Washington, Detroit.
He said from the south, Washington. This guy's
a liar.
Hey, this guy sounds like he's capping. He's from Windsor, Ontario, eh?
Guys, I'm definitely South Detroit.
Okay.
But I'm just calling because I wanted to know, if you're choosing between one, are you teleporting or are you floating 6 inches above the ground?
Teleporting? What?
Teleporting.
Teleporting is the most OP superpower.
Yeah,
floating 6 inches above the ground is such a short person superpower.
Sounds like the person on the phone right now is under 6 feet tall.
It sounds like that too. Jared, can you imagine what it's like to not be 6'2 and have a 6'7" wingspan?
Guys,
I could reach the top shelf.
Everyone from South Detroit is 7'4".
Okay, Victor Wembanyama.
This guy's giving me Jalen Hurts energy, as in perennial second place. Perennial second place finisher.
Perennial second place finisher.
Quarterback of all time.
He's the second best quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, I just want to say that Tom Brady sucks and that the Patriots are kind of an awful franchise.
You know, if you were in Massachusetts, you could be arrested for that.
Yeah, honestly, this is a Medford, Massachusetts radio station, and that's not something you should say right now. You wouldn't make it out of the studio if you were here in person. Not even onto the street. Anything of value to speak to us about? Max from Detroit.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the show. You really did us a great courtesy
of making us skip Don't Fear the Reaper.
Patriots fans will be at your house momentarily. Have a great night.
Love you, Maxie.